local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
All right, happy Tuesday. Welcome to hour number two on Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon drive each and every day. Traffic and weather reports coming up on the fives. All of today's top headlines, starting off with today's top three stories. Congress gearing up for a multi-committee investigation now into the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. Here's Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan.
In one of those buildings where bad guys could do bad things, we had the good guys on. We had the counter-snipers. So there's a pretty small number. The fundamental question is, why weren't they secure, right? And that's what all the experts tell us. Those buildings should have been secured within a certain, you know, so many yards out.
James Comer, the House Oversight Committee chair, announced that Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle would appear at a public hearing as the agency is facing intense scrutiny following that shooting. Reports say the Secret Service received intelligence that the Iranian government was plotting to kill former President Trump. The intel came weeks before Saturday's attempted assassination. The warning did prompt increased security around Trump as he campaigned around the country. The Trump team was aware of the threat. There's no known connection between the Iranian plot and the gunman on Saturday. And tonight, the Republican National Convention putting a spotlight on immigration and crime. The theme is Make America Safe Again. Speakers on deck will talk about supporting law enforcement and securing the southern border. And former Trump challenger Nikki Haley is going to be speaking on the importance of party unity as well. So look at our top three stories on this Tuesday. Traffic and weather together. We'll get Alan Strum in for the forecast.
We're running a pretty good chance for showers and thunderstorms right on through the next several days and really even into the weekend as well. So look for those to be scattered, and at times heavy rain will fall with thunder and lightning. The heat will still be on as well. Hot highs running between 90 and 95. Heat index values will be in the triple digits, and overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
And looking at the roads here, we do have some pretty severe backups still on Beverly Parkway. This is if you're traveling westbound, passing Highway 29. You're going to be backed up basically to the highway there because of that traffic incident. The other biggest spots are going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach, and a bit more as you approach Highway 87. And we even have a little bit on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs, Joe.
All right, thank you. Taking a look at our top local headlines today, a couple of updates from Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves. He says today, Adams Sanitation won the bid to establish the city of Pensacola's opt-in recycling program, but very little is set in stone about what that will look like when it's eventually rolled out. Mayor Reeves says he's meeting with company leaders this week.
The conversations that we're having now, obviously, we've got to hear from Adams and see what our options are. They put some pricing in there about weekly. I wouldn't assume that it's definitely going to be weekly coming back. It could be every other week, as an example.
And Reeves also says that the city put out earlier this year an RFP for that program. Adams and Waste Pro were the two companies to submit bids. Last year, the city decided to do away with curbside recycling, mainly because of cost and the amount of waste that was being collected that wasn't able to be recycled. Under the new system, though, residents would pay to opt in, and the city presumes use it correctly. Also, local development company is looking to add to the beauty and business next to Blue Wahoo Stadium at Community Maritime Park. This week, city leaders heard about development plans being submitted by Inspired Communities of Florida and E.J. Smith Enterprises, a company owned by football legend Emmitt Smith. In addition to a four-star hotel, there would be an apartment building with around 240 to 280 units.
My belief is this. We need housing of every kind. Every kind. We'll take market rate, we'll take 120, we'll take 100, we'll take 80. Do I expect that every kind will please every person? No, it won't. But We are in a housing crisis at every turn.
Mayor Reeves says the apartment building would be 12 stories high, which would be allowed thanks to provisions in Florida's Live Local Act. The developer intends to designate 40% of the units as workforce housing, between 80% and 120% of area median income. Milton woman facing DUI manslaughter charges after a fatal crash on State Road 87 yesterday. Troopers say the 65-year-old Deborah Fiss of Milton was driving a vehicle when she ran off the road, ultimately causing the van to roll over. A 67-year-old passenger was ejected and life-flighted to the hospital where she died. Troopers say Fiss was driving under the influence of drugs, and she is now charged with vehicular manslaughter. Also new this afternoon, troopers say a 41-year-old Pensacola woman in a fatal hit-and-run crash from last year has now been taken into custody. The arrest made in Kentucky a day after a warrant was issued for Jessica Hendrickson. She was driving on U.S. 41. Tag alert was issued to local law enforcement matching a description of her boyfriend's car, which she's been known to use frequently. And following a traffic stop, she was taken into custody on charges that she allegedly struck 61-year-old Jeff Nichols from behind on his bike and then fled the scene. Nichols, Navy veteran, retired as a master chief after more than 20 years of service. 517, we'll take a break there. A look at our state national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Who is Jesus? Some people say he was a prophet or a rabbi. Some say he was just an interesting historical figure. Really, the question, who is Jesus, is the most important question facing mankind. He wasn't just Jesus of Nazareth, but he was more than that. The Bible explains that he is Jesus the Christ. He is the anointed one, the Messiah. Jesus isn't just a prophet, but he is the prophet. He is the one that Isaiah prophesied would be born of a virgin. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. He is wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Who is Jesus? The best answer is, He is God. I encourage you to rejoice in Him and give your life to Him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas, DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau, DeFrancoGas.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, hear from local community leaders on how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. With four Sunny's locations serving the News Radio listening area, Navy Boulevard, Pine Forest, 9th Avenue, and Pace. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-sized Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months. Or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News, the Republican National Convention. That's right, in Milwaukee. I'm on location covering all of it, the speeches, the smells, the sights, the sounds, the pepper spray. That's right, you can be listening every morning. We're going to be doing reports and interviews about the convention and still covering all of the local news from Milwaukee. But that's right, at the RNC all week, the Pensacola Morning News, and you can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
About 15 minutes from now, chatting with Bobby Rossi from the convention, night number two, a heavy Florida presence tonight, and we'll explain that here in just a moment. Listening to Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola, looking at what's happening around the state of Florida today. Primary election fast approaching. It's August 20th. And there are some important deadlines looming. The last day to register to vote or to change party affiliation is next Monday. The last day to request a vote by mail ballot is August 8th. Also important to note that new vote by mail requests must be made because prior requests expired back in 2022. Florida's mandatory early voting period runs from August 10th through the 17th.
And a Seminole County teenager, lucky to be alive after he was struck by lightning. 17-year-old Daniel Sharkey was hit around 5 p.m. yesterday while doing yard work in Altamonte Springs. He was taken to the hospital, and doctors say he's doing remarkably well. That's good to hear. Sharkey tells Channel 9 if karma is a thing, he's happy it ended up on his side this time.
Absolutely. A prominent South Florida developer is dead following an FBI raid at his home. Federal agents and police were at Sergio Pino's multi-million-dollar home in Coral Gables. Believed the 67-year-old died by suicide. Pino was accused of orchestrating threats against his wife over divorce proceedings. Authorities say she was poisoned and the victim of a targeted hit-and-run case last year. Pino was the founder of the Century Home Builders Group, which is known on its website as the largest Hispanic-owned home builder in the country.
And some applications are temporarily on hold for a program designed to help reduce premiums for Florida homeowners. A statement displayed on the My Safe Florida Homes website says new funding for initial property inspections have been exhausted due to a rise in demand. Only applications for home hardening grants and final inspections will be available going forward. The program provides relief for residents who need help making repairs to their homes in order to protect them against future storms. Since 2022, the service has allocated more than $600 million.
And talking about the Republican National Convention tonight, Governor DeSantis will be one of the keynote speakers, along with Senators Rick Scott and Marco Rubio. Former presidential candidate Dr. Ben Carson is speaking tonight as well. Congressman Matt Gaetz is expected to speak tomorrow night. Taking a look at traffic and weather, we'll get Alan out of the way.
We're running a pretty good chance for showers and thunderstorms right on through the next several days and really even into the weekend as well. So look for those to be scattered, and at times heavy rain will fall with thunder and lightning. The heat will still be on as well. Hot highs running between 90 and 95. Heat index values will be in the triple digits, and overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
Looking at the roads here, it doesn't appear to be too much going on at this time. A lot of the traffic we were dealing with is dying down. Still present, but dying down. Got some backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and on 9 Mile Road itself if you're traveling westbound coming from Highway 29. Speaking of Highway 29, we had some very heavy backups on Beverly Parkway traveling westbound passing the highway because of a previously reported traffic accident. However, the congestion in that area is seemingly decreasing. Same can be said for the backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Those have broken up some. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach, and a bit further west as you approach Highway 87. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Joe?
All right. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez says he's deeply disappointed after being found guilty in his federal corruption trial. Here was the prosecutor.
This wasn't politics as usual. This was politics for profit. And now that a jury has convicted Bob Menendez, his years of selling his office to the highest bidder have finally come to an end.
Bob Menendez says he will appeal, even as more of his fellow Democrats are asking him to resign. He does face decades in prison after being convicted of accepting cash and gold bars in exchange for official favors involving two businessmen and acting as an agent for Egypt and Qatar.
And the FBI says their search of the Bethel Park, Pennsylvania home of Thomas Crooks is now complete. The Bureau finished their search on Monday after combing through the residence where the 20-year-old who shot former President Trump and three others at a rally on Saturday lived. Agents reportedly found a number of suspicious devices inside the home shared by Crooks and his family.
Cleanup crews busy today after multiple tornadoes and severe storms swept through Chicago area. National Weather Service reported several tornadoes touching down last night, including in the far western suburbs, also reported at O'Hare and Midway airports. At last check, around 280,000 customers were without power earlier today. Survey teams assessing the damage there.
And it seems like there could be some good news on the horizon when it comes to interest rates. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell delivered remarks at the Economic Club of Washington, D.C. on Monday. He said that the central bank will likely not wait until inflation drops to 2% to cut interest rates. He said that if you wait until inflation gets all the way down to 2%, quote, you've probably waited too long. He didn't say when the Fed might begin to cut rates, but the next meeting comes at the end of this month.
President Biden being pressed to explain how he can turn down the heat in political discourse. In an interview with NBC's Lester Holt, he was asked several times how he could contribute to toning down the rhetoric. Biden pivoted to former President Trump, saying he doesn't engage in that kind of language while listing a number of times he thinks Trump did. During the interview, though, Biden was asked about telling donors recently that, quote, "We're done talking about the debate. It's time to put Trump in a bullseye." While initially saying it was a mistake to use the word, he continued to insist he hasn't engaged in that rhetoric. I do think it's an interesting discussion because, you know, whether or not you want to argue that Biden himself has used the rhetoric, I think to a mild degree, I think that's fair to say. But there have been a lot of Democrats that certainly have. And, of course, Trump was blamed quite popularly for the January 6th insurrection.
Because of his rhetoric.
Of the rhetoric. So is it a double standard or what? Any particular? Because, I mean, we obviously don't know what the motive was.
Right.
May never know unless there was like a manifesto left. So, I mean, if there was and the shooter says, I was, I did this because of something that President Biden said. I'm not sure we'd ever know that if there was.
To quote Biden, bullseye.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. I will say, obviously, Trump gets a lot of hate for the whole January 6th rhetoric because he did. That was like straight up like rhetoric. He did not say, hey, go attack the Capitol and burn stuff. Like, obviously, no, he wasn't saying that. But I can see how someone could have twisted it into a more morbid meaning like that. As you said, I haven't really seen anything from Biden much, if anything, that would imply like, yeah, we should kill the guy. I don't think that's what we're seeing.
But bullseye.
That's, yeah, bullseye.
Could be construed.
We can't rule it out because, yeah, as I said last hour, I don't know what the heck he meant by that.
I may post it to our News Radio Facebook page. There is just an absolutely remarkable video. Somebody did like a computer model of Trump's head.
Yes, that's been going all over the place.
Yeah.
Talking about if he hadn't turned his head.
And like it slows the video way down, and it's side by side with his head next to the computer model showing the trajectory of the bullet, man. It's
disturbing.
It's crazy.
It's disturbing to think that, yeah what could have been. It's wild. Just real quickly here, the Uvalde, Texas school district and the sheriff's office have 20 days to release records about the police response to the 2022 school shooting. That's according to a judge's ruling on Monday. In the interests of transparency, a group of media outlets wants access to police body cam footage, emails, 911 calls, and other communications related to the shooting and its investigation. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Sit down with Bobby Rossi coming up.
Yeah.
How about that?
John Saucier, New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez and two of his business associates convicted on all charges in a federal corruption trial. Menendez accused of accepting an array of bribes in exchange for helping foreign governments. The senator speaking outside the courthouse in Manhattan after the verdict.
Obviously, I'm deeply, deeply disappointed by the jury's decision. I have every faith that the law and the facts did not sustain that decision and that we will be successful upon appeal.
The senator expected to be sentenced October 29th. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on him to resign. We're at night two of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Steve Scalise tells Fox lawmakers want answers from the head of the Secret Service about the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump.
We're going to have a hearing Monday, and we're going to ask some serious questions that she's going to have to answer, and I'm real concerned about her competence.
We are expecting Nikki Haley to speak later this evening. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Tesla is looking to bring on nearly 800 new employees just 3 months after Elon Musk called for the biggest round of layoffs in that company's history. The pickup in postings coincides with Tesla shares adding more than $223 billion in market capitalization over the past 14 trading sessions. The U.S. import price index was flat in June, held down by a drop in fuel import prices, according to the Labor Department. Economists surveyed by Wall Street are expecting a 0.2% drop in June import prices. Excluding fuel, import prices were up 0.2% last month. The surging Dow Jones Industrial Average coasted to a record for the second straight session today, gaining 742 points, which is nearly 2% growth over yesterday. Oil futures for August were under $81 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find the store at metalsupermarkets.com. This is the first season that the college football playoff will feature 12 teams, meaning there's more access to the playoff than ever before. I'm not a fan of this move, as I thought the 4-team format was excellent, and if expansion was needed, it should have only been to 6 or 8 teams. Even with more access to winning it all, I still think only 4 teams can this season, and those teams are Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon, and Texas. I'm Zach Gelb.
When you've got real work to do, Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And all it takes is a few clicks. We make buying metal online easy, so you can spend less time shopping and more time getting things done. Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Place an order online today at metalsupermarkets.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call.
If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
After the assassination attempt on former President Trump, the world's eyes are on the GOP convention. News Radio Pensacola sent Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News to Milwaukee to cover these important events.
We are live from Milwaukee, reporting from the Republican National Convention. I'm Andrew McKay. The only news that matters was the fact that somebody decided to take it into their own hands to single-handedly kill.
Hear it live all this week from 5 to 9 a.m. on News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
This was the song that Bobby was singing in his head when he went into the gender-neutral bathroom.
Yes, it is. He was talking about himself in the mirror. And I got to tell you, it was that song that it was him singing it that got me thinking about him. So this is going to be the bumper, if I remember.
All right.
I put a note down. That's going to be our bumper music for Bobby whenever he comes on this week, unless he is my boss. So unless he says no. All righty, just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather before we pod Bobby up here. We do have some backups on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. That could back you up for a little bit. It's not too severe at the time, but nonetheless, look out for it. A lot of the backups we saw on Gulf Breeze Parkway have cleared out. Unfortunately, the same cannot be said for Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach. The good news is, though, that area on Navarre Parkway is the only major spot that's holding you up at this time. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up for too long.
Hot, humid weather continues through the rest of this week into the weekend as well, and there's a pretty good chance for showers and thunderstorms. Look for those to be scattered really each and every day. Rain chances a little bit higher than normal for this time of the year. So the sunshine also will heat things up, and hot highs will run between 90 and 95. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right, 5:37. We'll go to the phone line, bring on Bobby Rossi live from Milwaukee. Bobby, we appreciate it, of course, and a little bit of an experience with the bathroom. You're at the RNC, yeah, but perhaps confused that maybe the Democrats had gotten a hold of the restroom facilities, huh?
Yeah, that's what we were wondering at first. Then we just realized it's just like this all the time. So even when there's not an RNC going on, that's how the bathrooms are in the Bayard Center. So that's what got us. So
did the woman that you encountered, I mean, did she know, like, based on your expression, that what you were thinking in that moment? Or
oh yeah, she did. She immediately, as soon as she saw my expression, she goes, "Yep, that's how it is here." And I was like, "Okay," like we both just had like this little very uncomfortable. I've actually never, ever in my entire life have talked to a woman in a public restroom before until today. This is the first.
Historic proportions here at the Republican National Convention.
Historic things happening here at the RNC,
You mentioned last hour that it is kind of a free day, and does that mean where all of the delegates and everybody is just, it's kind of like when you're at summer camp and they have free time? Is that kind of what it's like there today?
That's exactly what it is. That's the best way to describe it. They encouraged delegates to go out and explore Milwaukee and go see what the city has to offer. And of course, you can't do it within the the Secret Service parameters. But yeah, the rest of Milwaukee, go check it out. And so that's basically what it was today. Yeah, just go out there with that. So there wasn't a session earlier today. That's why you haven't seen any speakers or any audio from speakers. But the session has now, the third session has actually now started. Unfortunately, Andrew and I made a poor decision. We didn't realize it was going to be poor. We wanted to go try this German restaurant that was right outside the perimeter. All right, that's fine. We'll leave the perimeter and come back in. When we got done eating, we came out, and the lines to get in were just have been massive. So I'm actually still in line right now to try to get back through Secret Service again. And so if I end up having to hang up, it's because Secret Service is tackling me.
All right. Very good. We'll keep that in mind. Bobby, I also know that there was a security incident outside of the arena earlier this afternoon. And, of course, anything like that, especially given the events on Saturday, is going to be taken of the utmost importance.
Yeah, it is. And we saw, I mentioned before that it we saw the just tons and tons and tons of police action just going by us. They blocked the road, and they had just dozens of motorcycle cops that were fleeing down the road, and now we know it was headed to that. So because we saw that, I thought it was actually near Andrew and I. We have since learned that it was actually about a mile away from us, so it wasn't right there by where we are. But anything like that, there's going to be a heightened alert. We ended up having two helicopters flying overhead for quite some time. I'd say an hour after that incident. They were just roaming around overhead. One of them was a U.S. Coast Guard chopper, which was kind of interesting because we're thinking, you know, like, what's the U.S. Coast Guard doing here? And we actually asked one of the Secret Service members, what's the U.S. Coast Guard doing here? And he said, security. And we're like, okay, well, there you go.
Talking with Bobby Rossi, live from Milwaukee, and standing in line trying to get into the secure area on the way to the arena here. Bobby, yesterday...
All right, folks, we'll get you in just a second. We're going to let him get the mags down for about
Bobby, yesterday we had the... I don't know if it was a surprise or not. My experience on convention coverage is limited, but was it expected that J.D. Vance, of course, after being named as the vice president... was that expected yesterday, or was that kind of a surprise? And also, Donald Trump not speaking but did make an appearance.
Yeah, it wasn't a surprise because usually they had the VP pick prior. They usually had the VP pick prior to even the convention beginning. So that wasn't the surprise. Being right off the bat, you know, first day, that wasn't a surprise either. What was surprised is that he announced it through Truth Social while the nomination for himself was going on. That was what the surprise was. And but at the same time, the timing wasn't necessarily a surprise. Who it wasn't necessarily a surprise. A lot of people expected that as well. So the president not speaking, he's not expected to speak until Thursday, and there would be no change to that at all.
Yeah, and I know tonight we have a pretty heavy dose of Florida on tap with the governor, both of our senators, Dr. Ben Carson as well. And the theme tonight is Make America Safe Again. So that's obviously a lot what we can expect here in primetime.
Yeah, absolutely. So yesterday was more about the economy. Today is more about safety. And so, we're looking forward to seeing what the speeches are here in just a little bit, as soon as we can get past the security.
All right. Well, Bobby, we'll let you go on that, and we'll we'll hear another update from you, a couple of updates next hour. All right?
Yep. Sounds good. Talk to you guys later.
Good deal. Bobby Rossi there from Milwaukee, the night two of the convention. I thought that was interesting, you know, because I just don't get the appeal of going to an arena to watch like 5 hours of political speeches. I mean, that's just not how I would roll.
Really?
No, but it is nice that they give everybody a free day to go out and do their own thing and just make sure you leave plenty of time to get back into the secure area. So lesson learned from Andrew and Bobby there to just perhaps best to just stay in the secured area of Milwaukee this week. 5:43 here at News Radio Pensacola. Austin, what's happening in sports today?
Well, we got several headlines swirling around here. So we did have another local MLB draft pick, TJ McCants. He starred at Pensacola Catholic before standing out at both Ole Miss and Alabama in college, and he was just taken into 16th round by the Chicago White Sox. So congrats for him. The 94th Midsummer Classic is tonight. The game will be getting underway at 7 o'clock on Fox. Kobe Bryant's father is unfortunately dead at the age of 69. Joe Jellybean Bryant was a former NBA player, and according to the Philadelphia Inquirer, he passed away of a massive stroke. And then in the NFL, we have Terrell Davis upset and embarrassed after being removed from a United Airlines flight in handcuffs. It happened on Saturday. He was flying from Denver to California with his wife and kids. He claims he tapped on a flight attendant's arm, asked for a cup of ice before the attendant allegedly shouted something to the effect of, "Don't hit me." Officers escorted the Hall of Famer off the plane after it landed, but they later determined that he did nothing wrong. So very puzzling exchange there, it seems. NFL training camps opening across the NFL this week, starting with the Houston Texans and then the Chicago Bears will have their first practice on Saturday. Those two teams are starting first because, of course, they'll feature in the Hall of Fame game on Thursday. Thursday, August 1st, that is. All 32 teams will be in camp by next Wednesday, however. And then 49ers wide receiver Brandon Ayuk officially requesting a trade. He's been San Francisco's leading receiver for the last two seasons, so that's a big loss for them there. And then we've got Brett McMurphy, college football reporter, saying that FSU may be facing an uphill battle to get into one of college football's top two conferences. We kind of touched on these alleged reasons as to why Florida State may not really be, what's the word,
attractive. The belle of the ball.
I do get that reference, by the way. Prison Mike, yeah. I will say, though, Florida State, talking about them not really being attractive to the SEC or Big Ten, there were three reasons in particular that were cited, and we touched on them last hour. So financial sense, I think that's a bit of an over-dramatized reason. I don't think that would be a deal-breaker, but whatever. I'm not an economist. No appetite for more expansion. That's totally believable. And then FSU has shown it's not a good partner. I mean, yeah, when you look at how the ACC has wronged it for years, and now they're saying, hey, pay us our due or else we're leaving. Then you have the CFP snub. And now they're like, okay, this is ridiculous. We want to be taken seriously. We want to be paid seriously. We can get that in the SEC or Big Ten. We can't get it here. Get us out of here.
Why aren't they taken seriously, though?
But that's the thing. That's what I don't understand. And this whole, like, idea of, like, let's say I'm in a relationship with a young lady.
All right.
Who does me wrong. She's just ball and chain to the fullest.
That's right.
Manipulative, the works.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you know what? I have taken this nonsense for too long.
Right.
It hurts my health. I'm better than this. Yeah. I'm going to walk away.
Yeah.
I think we should see other people.
Yeah.
Am I a disruptive partner? Like, I mean, honestly, of course Florida State's trying to draw a line in the sand.
Yes. No, you are correct on that one. The problem, though, is that you are immediately leaving that relationship and going to Kate Upton and be like, Kate, I am here for you now. And Kate is like, yeah, I don't think so. I'm with Justin Verlander, and you're just not offering. You're just not bringing that much to the table to bring you and your baggage along.
I'm not trying to put myself down here, but that is not a fair comparison. There is a far closer connection between the SEC and FSU than Kate Upton and me. I'm just going to say that right now, but I appreciate the compliment. Just past 4:45.
Well, you have to understand something. I have adopted the Florida Gators.
Yeah, I see that.
And I'm wearing my Florida visor today, so I'm feeling very uppity about my place in society. Right
yeah,
now.
I know. And the SEC, I know, is this is not the last time we're going to hear about them this evening. I know we got another headline about them coming up later. All righty, looking at the roads here, Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. We do have some minor backups in that area still. And Navarre Parkway still has a lot if you're traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach. Outside of those couple of spots, though, there's not much holding you up at this time.
We're running a pretty good chance for showers and thunderstorms right on through the next several days and really even into the weekend as well. So look for those to be scattered, and at times heavy rain will fall with thunder and lightning. The heat will still be on as well. Hot highs running between 90 and 95. Heat index values will be in the triple digits, and overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Quickly, here's some health, business, and science notes. Delta is changing its employee uniform policy. The airline came under fire last week for a social media post seeming to defend an outraged commenter on seeing flight attendants wearing Palestinian flag pins. Delta apologized for the post and said the employee responsible has been removed from handling social media. Delta is now banning employees from wearing pins representing any country or nationality except for the U.S.
And most of Gen Z uses TikTok to seek out health advice, apparently. The Zing Coach poll found that 56% of Gen Zers look on TikTok for wellness, diet, and fitness advice. Over a third said that they use the app as their main form of health advice. Meanwhile, 14% said that they get health advice from friends, 13% from Google, and 11% from qualified doctors or trainers. It's quite concerning that the lowest percentage there is the only, like, objectively credible source in most cases.
Yeah, absolutely. Some pop culture notes. You may have heard about this. We have another entry into the running for the worst national anthem performances of all time. This one involving country singer Ingrid Andress. I think that's how you pronounce that.
Yeah, that's correct.
The MLB Home Run Derby, she performed the national anthem for that. Here's a little snippet.
And the
that segment does it justice. That was a well placed audio splice there. That was very good.
I wish I could take credit for that. It wasn't me.
Oh really?
She of course trended on social media. Many people calling it the worst performance in American history. She posted a statement on X today saying, quote, "I'm not going to BS y'all. I was drunk last night. I'm checking myself into a facility today to get the help I need. That was not me last night."
Well, I mean, if that's the case, then obviously enough joking. Hopefully she gets the help she needs. And then real quickly here, this is the this is the headline we kind of hinted at earlier. Who doesn't love SEC football?
I certainly do.
Yeah, I can tell, Florida boy. I like the aesthetic. That's about it. The conference has announced their new anthem for the coming season, featuring Luke Combs' cover of Tom Petty's Running Down a Dream. That is a cool song.
That is cool. Yes, I can envision myself sitting on my couch on a Saturday, Gators running it up.
And that's the thing.
And down the field.
Of all SEC teams.
Listening to the song?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, Tom Petty was close with the Gators. College football season kicks off on August 24th. Hey, man, SEC or not, I am hyped for that. 5:51, we'll take one last quick break. When we return, another rundown of our top three stories, followed by some wacky stories and good news to round out hour two of Pensacola right now.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Be the one
who changed a kid's life. Learn about teens, siblings, and special needs children awaiting adoption.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support through the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org.
Rhode Island cast 19 votes.
Choosing the leader of our nation is more important than ever. It's important to you, so it's important to us. That's why Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay will be broadcasting live from the Republican National Convention. Hear the news first right here on News Radio Pensacola, direct from Milwaukee every morning. This RNC convention is poised to be one of the most important ever. Tune in each morning to hear Andrew McKay with all the newsmakers. Brought to you by Barbary Plumbing, Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, and DeFranco Gas Company.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Somebody call 911. Shawty fire burning on the dance floor. Whoa, I gotta cool her down. She won't bring the roof to ground on the dance floor. Whoa, she's fire burning on the dance floor. That little shawty.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. We'll see. We're seeing a lot of our traffic congestion die down, luckily. We did have some backups developing here and there. Let's see. We did get a couple of accident reports in the Pensacola area, but neither of them seem to be causing much backups at this time. The only major spot that we were dealing with is Navarre Parkway. That's if you're traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach, and you may encounter a bit more backups as you approach Highway 87. Outside of that one spot, though, everything else seems to be relatively docile.
We're running a pretty good chance for showers and thunderstorms right on through the next several days and really even into the weekend as well. So look for those to be scattered, and at times heavy rain will fall with thunder and lightning. The heat will still be on as well. Hot highs running between 90 and 95. Heat index values will be in the triple digits, and overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
Just your word, docile.
I want to say I may have been doing Pensacola Morning News a while back, and Andrew noticed that. Maybe docile. I think he said, "Yeah, that's quite the word to use during a traffic update."
Man, and he is a learned doctor too.
Really?
So, yeah, I mean he's a very scholarly gentleman. Recapping our top stories today: Congress gearing up for a multi-committee investigation into the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer says Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle will appear at a public hearing as the agency is facing intense scrutiny following the shooting. Reports are that Secret Service received intelligence that the Iranian government was plotting to kill Trump. That intel came weeks before Saturday's attempt. The warning prompted increased security as Trump campaigned over the country. Trump's team was aware. There is no known connection between that lone gunman on Saturday and the Iranian plot. And tonight's the night two of the convention, Make America Safe Again, the theme, and a very heavy dose of Floridians tonight, including Governor DeSantis, Senators Scott and Rubio, and former presidential candidate Dr. Ben Carson as well. Taking a look at some wackier stories today, Austin, the Orange County Sheriff's Department is warning of so-called hugging robbers. A man says a woman got out of a car, walked up to his driveway with her arms out for a hug, then forcibly tried to take the gold chain around his neck. The woman and a man who was the suspected getaway driver have been arrested since. Police say the pair may be connected with similar incidents in around Orange County. Hugging robbers.
You know, you'll see some of those TikTok videos where guys, like, it's typically guys. Girls don't really do it, I don't think. But, like, some random dude, he'll just walk around to strangers with his hands out, seeing if they'll hug him. And typically the trend is more, like, men are more likely to hug you than women are, at least when it comes to hugging a guy. But I don't know if they were trying to take advantage of that, like, or what. But maybe, you know, the damsel in distress, yeah. Right, needs the arms of a savior. I don't know. I'm sure some guys fall for it. Sounds like at least one did. Let's see. Next up, we got two women working at an Arby's in Pennsylvania. They were caught stealing thousands of dollars worth of roast beef, and this was their brilliant scheme. The women would slice the beef and hide it in a broken oven. Then they'd put it into trash. One of them would then take it out of the trash, and while she was out back, she'd remove the roast beef and eventually take it home. We're assuming they'd put the roast beef in its own bag, not with the actual trash, but that has not been confirmed. In all, they stole around $3,500 worth of roast beef. That's wild.
I mean, I don't dislike Arby's.
It gets a bad rap, I think.
It's a good sandwich.
That's all right.
But yeah, $3,500 worth of beef.
I'm not risking my job with that kind of crime organization for Arby's roast beef, and it's just roast beef too. Nah, I'm good.
Some good news: a nurse named Claire saved a man's life at the Charlotte airport last month after she noticed that he was having a heart attack while they were both at the gate waiting for a flight. She jumped into action, performing CPR and even using a defibrillator. The man, 57-year-old Ken Jeffries, says, "I am so appreciative and indebted to her."
That's nice. That's good. And a 100-year-old woman is celebrating after finally getting her diploma from Farrington High School in Honolulu, Hawaii. Ethel Nishimoto was denied graduation ceremony in the aftermath of Pearl Harbor attack in 1941. Seems like a good reason to put off a graduation. Sunday was her 100th birthday. To celebrate the milestone, her family surprised her with her high school diploma with the help of Farrington High School officials. They even had a cap and gown for her to wear as she accepted the diploma 82 years later.
Very cool. Also, a child in Canada dropped a postcard to her grandma in a mailbox but forgot to add the stamp. She was at camp at the time, and one of the workers helped her put a sign on the mailbox alerting the mail person, and they even included a stamp with it. The mail person saw the sign and opted to do the noble, honorable thing and take time out of their day to make sure that they dug through all the mail to find the postcard and then put the stamp on it for the girl.
I can see modern child especially forgetting to put a stamp on mail. I mean, I never send mail. I would forget that if I had to do it. So congrats to them. That's cool.
All right, that'll do it for hour number two. We got Channel 3 News at 6 coming up next on Pensacola right now.